people began telling the story of albino caretakers at a piece of land bordering North Springfield all the way from 1946 onward.
Those who grew up in and around Springfield have probably heard of the legend surrounding a large piece of property just north of Springfield, the legend of the albino farm. The land, which was called Springlawn Farm, was first owned by the Headley family and then the Sheedys. It was a recreational destination for locals in the 1800s, and postcards were even made depicting the farm. But according to local legend, the farm had a dark side. It's long been rumored that a caretaker at the farm had albinism and scared people off with a shotgun. Other tales tell of experiments done on people with albinism in a rock mansion that used to be on the property. Those stories were sometimes combined with the legend of the Hatchet Man's Bridge, a narrow bridge near Springlawn Farm, on which it was said a car disappeared and the driver's body later found beheaded with a bloody hatchet nearby. None of those stories is true, and that's why author Steve Yates decided to write a book. He describes it as a novel created out of the legend that would seemingly never go away, and he hopes it will help dispel the untruths told about Springlawn Farm.
I very much wanted to tell, as best I could, the story of a real family, because that's what was there, a real family who were beleaguered, astonished, terrified by the constant trespassing that Springfield did out there.
Yates' book, The Legend of the Albino Farm, tells the story of the Sheehy family, and in particular, Hetty Ann, the property's heiress, whose life has been cursed by the legend. According to Yates, he invented the heir so he had a witness to span the telling of the legend from 1946 to when the property passed out of the family's hands. The book has been described as a horror story turned inside out.
Most horror stories happen from people from the outside coming to a haunted mansion or a haunted place and beginning an exploration as outsiders moving in. This story is told from those who live within a house that is considered haunted, and they are constantly beset by the people coming onto their land, raging around on their land, setting bonfires on their land, spray painting, making graffiti happen, tearing things down, snipe hunting, just generally making giant mischief. And that's the inside out. It's the insider who lives there experiencing a kind of horror from us, the outsiders, the townspeople coming in.
While the story is fiction, it's based on fact. Yates spent a lot of time researching the Sheedy family history before beginning his novel, and he found a lot of information. He says the Sheedys were a prominent, wealthy family. Mike and Mary had 9 children, 4 girls and 5 boys, and most remained on the farm, only 2 married. And Yates says they did researchers a big favor.
And that was to create the most extraordinary wills that covered so much division of property between each of those siblings.
All Yates had to do was walk into the Greene County Archives and tell them he'd like every will with the Sheedy name on it. While he learned a lot about the family's possessions, he knew he wanted to invent their story, something the wills couldn't reveal.
The ways in which they might have anguish, the ways in which they might show love to each other, the ways in which they were normal, the ways in which they had fun, the ways in which they spent their leisure time.
One thing he learned from the wills, and which he includes in his book, is shocking and reveals something of the legend's impact on the family that lived at Springlawn.
There were charges to the estate that were just heartbreaking. For example, at Halloween, the estate would be charged for 24/7 security a whole week. For a 330-acre farm, that's a lot of money.
All, he says, because of the albino farm legend.
People dropping acid and showing up out there and raging around. And at that time on the farm, especially with the last 3 wills, these were 3 spinster women who had never married. They'd lived almost their entire lives on this beautiful farm that they thought was paradise and which now had become hell.
Yates hopes people come away from reading The Legend of the Albino Farm with a realization of how the legend made a hell out of a heaven, not only for the Sheehys in the book, but also the Sheedys in real life. The mansion burned down in 1980 after a fire in the barn spread, and arson hasn't been ruled out as the cause. Yates will talk about his book and sign copies in April. Learn more at ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.